With a snap, pop, and hiss, the scrying ended as a wicked smile spread across Aurelius's lips. "Well, it seems as if the plan is finally coming together," he mewed. "With them landing in Finderplan, it's only time that we make our move. Would you two like to go together on this, or set them up separately?" "I do have contingency plans in place, should one or both of you fail." "Let me deal with them first," Alec claimed. "I owe them a visit and remind them of what happened. Plus, I will be assisting with the greater plans that we've been working on. After all, the orb is almost together, and once complete, our great work will be finally done."
"Yes, with Yuri working with us and most of the guilds in his pocket, we should be able to handle any interference that they pose to us. As long as he can keep them in his pocket, we have nothing to fear. This, after all, is their city and stronghold. Plus, I have cooked up something very special for them," Vaz mused as she leaned back on a plush couch. "Besides, they've only gotten lucky in the past few meetings. That dragon was a fool."
"Hush!" Aurelius snapped at her. "Yes, the dragon's ego got in the way of his effectiveness, but they have grown much stronger than the last time we all met. I have decided. You and Alec will go intercept them in Finderplan. I expect that you two should succeed. However, should you fail, will give me a bit more time to convince Yuri that he should pass the orb over to us." Vaz rolled her eyes at her leader. He had so much faith in the Scarlet Triad. Hadn't he seen how useless they had been? They had failed at every turn, losing every major conflict with these people. Even major leaders in this process. She was growing tired of waiting, and, to herself, grateful that her and Alec would finally get the revenge on the people that had driven her out of her town.
"We will leave at once, Aurelius. Alec, let us gather our things and greet our friends."
As the sun set over the Great Red Pyramid, Aurelius leaned back, taking in the breathtaking view of the city. It was such a shame that he would have to destroy everything with Dahak to set things right and new. This is one of his favorite places. The smell of the food, the heat, and even the people of this place were some of his favorites. "Well, one must break a few eggs, I guess," he sighed as he watched the sunset. "I must get back to work," he mused to himself as he stood up and dusted off his hands. The bodies that had laid around him started to become more and more desiccated over the past few days. The heat did not help with that, but he knew that if he was to make a stand against Brianna and her friends, that he, too, needed some new friends. And so his work continued. As night passed, Alec was so tired of all this running around. With Vaz being locked away and no one else around, he was finally free to sit and think for the first time in a long while. How had everything gone so sideways? He was simply at the Citadel where his family had been buried and where, he had hoped, to find some of his family heirlooms. Dealing with an infestation of imps, and then these looters broke in. They're hostile towards him for no reason, then kill him. That seemed like ages ago now. Now, cursed or blessed, depending on how you wanted to look at it, he was undead and working with someone evil. Sure, at one point he had worshipped the Dark Prince, but Aurelius was nothing like that. Aurelius was cunning and powerful. He had taken on dragons and won, and now was working towards an end goal that he would not share with him or Vaz. What a strange way things had turned. Alec looked around, thought back. Had things been different at this point, he would have likely passed his Hell Knight test. He had just wanted to follow in his father's footsteps, and now
Now he was no more than a lackey for a man that was evil with a capital E. Twin Talon, that was who was to blame for the situation, and he looked forward to dealing with someone who, in his mind, was not only the source of these problems, but the cause. If nothing else, he would kill that man. If it took his very last moments on this plane of existence, he would kill him. Vaz looked out the small window of the carriage that they were riding in and noticed that Alec was staring off again. No doubt thinking of his arch nemesis Twin Talon, that's all he would go on and on and on about. She was enjoying watching his descent into madness. It tickled her. One small thing would push him right over the edge. She was happy that they had been able to deal with one member of that group that had initially ruined her plans. The old man was nothing but trouble, but she wanted more. She wanted to kill them all, and if sacrificing Alec for that purpose, well, then so be it. She was ready to do such a thing. Once they had arrived and he had set up the camp for her, she would go about placing some surprises around them, weaken them before confronting them. A sick smile rolled across her face. She was looking forward to seeing what would happen. As she stuck her head back into her books, she looked outside one more time and could not wait to see what the future held.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die Podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo Di Loreto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson, Cameron Heenan. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.